Representative Tim Remley joins us during his weekly legislative report, and the governor continues to dominate the headlines. What are your thoughts on where we are and where we need to go moving forward?
Well, Bob, with you know, all the problems that's surrounding the governor at this time, and you know, with a short time before we come to close the session, you know, we had a, you know, we believe we have to have something in place, and we had a letter that was put out by House members right now that, you know, we're signing to where we can go into a special session, and I think this gives us a path to where we can actually let due process take place. It actually just gives us, even after session's over, we could have a special session and kind of give it, let this kind of play out, and you know, and in the meantime, you know, we are hearing bills and doing business in the House and Senate this time.
All right. So, did you sign off on that letter?
Yes, I did. I think it to let the due process continue to where, you know, the both sides can be heard, and then we'll take all that information to the committee and what else is brought out. And so, you know, I think it was a fair process that we need to really have in place.
All right, let's talk about your pensions bill. You were saying that is moving forward with several others. What's going on here?
Well, it actually is. It could be heard on the House floor today, and you know, moving forward, I was told that many House or the House and Senate bills dealing with pensions will be put on that bill and become a omnibus bill in the Senate, and so you know, everything's been passed, so we could see that hopefully be done in the Senate, and we can you know, get all that. Done, and so I'm pretty excited about trying to get that squared away before the end of the session.
Yeah, when are you hoping to have that wrapped up? Because who knows what happens in the Senate, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get it. I'd love to see it done this week, and if not, hopefully next week, and just get it complete and completely done. And you know, there's some of these bills that will help out quite a bit. I'm hoping that we can see them through the whole process right now.
All right, your 501c3 bill, this came really right out of the heart of your district. Is that getting closer?
Yeah, it actually just lacked a couple bills from being heard this week, and I think it'll be heard Monday or Tuesday for sure. And I think when people see what's been done with the insurance on that, I think we'll clear all that statute up. And, you know, this is something that really needed to be done, and because some of our 501c3s could have faced some pretty heavy, you know, charges for 501s or for the workman's comp that they were requiring, and it was never intended to mean that. So this still remains an option for 501c3s that, you know, don't want, that would like to carry the coverage anyway, and they can still do that. But those that do not, they won't have to. So that was a good thing.
I think everyone would like to pay less money for prescription drugs. Is that being talked about?
Yeah, we really have had a really good bill by Representative Morris that, you know, he owns some small pharmacies, and, you know, he brought a lot of things to light. There's a lot of discussion. We actually spent a lot of time on that, and he brought some things to light that have drawn, you know, some heavier prices for our prescriptions. And you know, the small pharmacies, we love them, having them in our local areas, and you know, it just makes it easier for them to operate in a fair way. And so actually we could actually see some of the prices of prescription drugs coming down. I'm hoping that we actually pass that out of the House actually this week. So, you know, hopefully they get to the Senate, and I'm really hoping that bill goes through over there too. And it was a great vote on it. And, you know, there's these are something that we all face, and, you know, and some of these drugs are kind of getting out of hand on the pricing. And so we're hoping that this will help out, and we'll see how that goes in the Senate.
As we wrap up today, let me ask you, what's it like in the House chambers these days? Is it a pretty tense atmosphere?
Well, you know, it was at the beginning of the week a little bit, but you know, we talked about that openly, and you know, we're here to do the business of the people, And, you know, I just feel like really we started working things out. We had a, you know, we had a benefit, even had a benefit softball game we have every year that both sides, the members and different ones play in that game. It's a benefit for the less fortunate. And, you know, we had that this week, and I think that was a really good time to have it. And you know, we just kind of came together, had games, and raised a good sum of money for charities.
All right, final question. How sore were you after that game was over?
Pretty sore, Bob. You know, I'm just not like I used to be. But anyway, it was for a good cause. I do have quite a few aches and pains. I kind of pulled a muscle there in my left leg. But, you know, I just can't run the base like I used to.
All right. Representative Tim Remley, he's joined us today on his weekly legislative report.